Let's go.
We know your life is busy.
You may have missed some things along the way.
But don't worry. Hit 105.9 have got you covered. This is the Chris and Steph catch-up.
All right. Well, we head over to the city of Kansas for this one, where they are reportedly demanding $132,000 US.
Who is?
The city of Kansas.
The city itself.
The city itself. From parents of a five-year-old boy who knocked over a glass sculpture.
Yeah, I saw this. I've watched the video.
Yeah. The piece of art, entitled Aphrodite to Kansas City, was on display at the community centre, which is why the city's suing, because it was on display at the community centre.
Is the community centre... What is the community centre? Is it their public museum, I want to say?
Yeah, it must be just a public space.
Because I watched the video and you could see there's two kids playing in the background and they're near the artwork. And then there's like four mums who are just like sitting on a seat in the foreground who are just like having a mums meeting of some description.
Well, it was actually at a wedding, so there was a wedding venue. Yeah.
Right.
So they were attending a wedding reception at the time with his parents, and what she believes, the mum believes, is that he's gone to hug the statue, you know, because it was a torso of a body, and he's a pretty sweet boy, you know, he's just gone to give the torso a nice big hug. Anyway, then they've accused, you know, her and her husband of negligence for failing to keep an eye on the boy as...
Well... Let's not throw the word negligence out there, because I've watched the video. I mean, you could either A, accuse the parents, or B, you could accuse the community centre for not having these things away from reaching hands.
Well, she said the city should have protected it better. You know, if it was a sculpture worth that much money and it's made of glass, then maybe it should have been roped off, you know, to a certain area.
Maybe. These are just hypotheticals. Maybe you could say this, maybe you could say that. It's all in the realm of allegedly. But you could take either point of view, really, if you wanted to consider it.
Yeah, and apparently, the item itself, the artwork, was uninsured and damaged beyond repair, so therein lies the issue.
Oh, well, hang on a second.
Yeah.
Well, there's something interesting in the whole story right there. Well, there you go. I mean, it's not unheard of to take your kids somewhere and them to, you know, have a go at something valuable.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I believe if you're taking your kids to art galleries, museums or whatever else, that you need to be aware of your surroundings, especially, you know, if they're not an interactive museum, if they're not designed to be sort of like a...
Oh, like a powerhouse museum or something like that, where it's wholly interactive and it's all hands-on deck.
If they're at an art gallery, they need to be told, you know, don't touch, don't, you know, run around, be calm. But at a wedding reception in a community centre with an uninsured piece of glass sculpture sitting in the middle of the room, you know what? I kind of understand where this mum's coming from as well.
It's an interesting story, but the footage itself... is worth a look, because
it's that moment you go, no.
It's slowly but surely you feel how much the cringiness creeps up on you.
Yeah.
Like, because you know it's coming.
Oh, yes.
And it's not just a subtle smash bang sort of scenario. Like, the child tries to save it on the way down, but it's obviously too heavy for him to handle. But like, it's an awful thing to see unfold when you see something being damaged like that.
I think the moral of the story is ensure your $177,000 piece of artwork.
That could have gone anywhere. I thought you were going to say don't have kids. I thought that's what you were going to say. Because I was like, this could go either way for a second. A story out of the US.
Mm-hmm.
A US man has declared his marriage was over.
O-V-A-H.
That's the one. After his wife popcorn without his permission during a night out at the movies. That's the straw that broke the camel's back.
Hold on. He didn't want salt on his popcorn.
Yeah, well,
and he had the hard to leave her, and he eats unsalted popcorn.
I know. According to the Milwaukee Journal, the couple were at the cinema in Brookfield, Wisconsin, when the woman in question was purchasing some popcorn ahead of the film for their date night. I assume it's a date night. That's just my assumption there. Her husband approached her, according to the article, while she was in the queue and instructed her salt to the snack before walking away. Doesn't like the... Don't add the salt. No, that's not me. Having paid for the popcorn, the woman decided to go against his wishes, which enraged her husband and prompted him to tell her the marriage was over. That's it. The incident was so bad, it saw police called to the cinema, as a matter of fact, in Brookfield, over what is being classed as a domestic situation around 9:30 p.m. on May 27th. Now, the part about the domestic situation is that's interesting, because the woman in question called the police because no other reason other than she was just unsure how to deal with the situation at the time.
Well, no one was assaulted during the encounter.
Okay, continue. Continue.
Sorry.
What's more interesting about it is that she went, well, stuff this, and sat down and watched the movie by herself. Her husband, meanwhile, sat outside the cinema by himself and waited until it was over.
Well, she's my ride.
He refused to watch the movie with her afterwards, opted to stand outside and wait. That's the equivalent of taking your bat and ball and going home. Just like sitting outside going, I don't want to, sorry. Not me. But then after the film was finished, she then refused to let him drive her home because she feared the anger would impact his driving.
So,
I mean, that's a wise decision.
Yeah, that's a very fair decision.
Don't drive...
foul, angry.
Well, don't drive if...
Any emotions are sort of at play?
Well, if there's any... I want to say severe, but intense emotions happening.
Mm.
If you're feeling incredibly sad and distressed or...
If someone forgot the salt on my popcorn, I don't think I'd be driving home. I would not be happy after that.
But could you imagine that that's the moment? But maybe it makes sense. Maybe it
you should know me better than this.
Well, that's the thing. Maybe it's after however many years of marriage, and this person that I'm with doesn't honestly know me, because if they did, they'd know that I don't have salt on my popcorn. Thanks.
It's the betrayal I feel every time I, you know, go home and visit my family. And I feel this sort of really deep betrayal when Mum offers me food that I clearly don't eat. Like, she offers me asparagus or something, and I'm like, in my 26 years or 27 years of existence, have I ever liked asparagus? Why would you go and offer me something I hate? You should know me better. You're meant to be my family. Like, I can understand that betrayal when family just don't get you.
But the other side of the betrayal is the understanding of the second person in that relationship, whether it be the mother and daughter like you or the husband and wife like this, where the second person goes, I'm just going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure I can get away with it, and they're just going to suck it up and just deal with it. And unlike this point, because he actually snapped and went, I'm not going to deal with it this time. It's not my thing.
She's probably been, you know, salting his food for years.
Maybe. Who knows? Maybe just slowly rubbing it in, as it were.
To the salt in the wound. I got it.
It's very subtle.
Tuesday.
There's no such thing as too much info.
Slip of the hand. There we go. TMI Tuesdays, 13, 12, 16. If you want to share your gross and disgusting stories, we'd love to hear them.
Oh, we love a good overshare on a Tuesday morning. And Chris, you believe you've got something to tell us.
Well, to continue on with my escapades of cooking in the kitchen, I've been at it again last night.
Oh, no.
And so we've spoke last week about how I've injured myself. I've broken a finger while trying to catch my daughter from falling over, and it's bent the pinky finger back and is
now you're strapped up and you're
and right again, and that comes from, remember, I was cooking like four meals at once on the stove.
Yes, that's right.
And it was crazy and it was hectic, and I got it done. And then last night the kids are like, oh, can we help you cook dinner? And I'm like, sure. Ooh, that's completely fine.
Sounds dangerous.
Pull up a seat. And so I'm getting the veggies ready.
Mm-hmm.
And shunk straight in my finger. And so I've taken the top.
Yeah, look.
You can't really see much, but at the time, I had the potato peeler stuck in my finger.
Yes, and so I know the feeling. You know, I did that, I think it was like 2 weeks ago or about 2 weeks ago. And everything I touched just burnt from that point on. Like, I'd be trying to make dinner and I'd be squeezing lemon juice and it'd just all go into my finger. And I'd be like putting salt on things. Like, and it's like, they're the worst injuries because they look so minor, but they hurt so much.
So I went junk straight through the potato, across to the other side, into the skin on my finger, and the potato peeler's in my finger.
Yep.
And then I had to remove it quickly, just while the shock's in my system. Like, just get
junk out.
Gone and get it out. And so I've gone myself with the potato peeler. That's what I've done. And then one, blood everywhere.
Really?
Yeah. Just that little car, very quickly. It just went, oh, we're just going to escape. And so
in the food, did you have to dispose of any food, or is it all fine?
Because I reacted so quickly, I was like, it's in there, run to the bathroom, sort it out. I was fine. But geez, just controlling the words that were coming out of my mouth at that point in time were a little bit tough.
In the kitchen.
Oh, Daddy just needs to. I'm just going to stir
potato
her
potato peeler
for a second. So yeah, that's what I've done to myself. So I've peeled my finger, as it were.
Charming.
Disgusting, I know. But 13, 12, 16. If you've got a gross or disgusting story to share with us, I think the moral of the story is I'm not to cook in the kitchen anymore. I think
I don't think that's how moral stories work.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm down a couple of fingers already. I mean,
they're all on your left hand, though.
Yeah, they are.
You've still got, like, your dominant hand available.
Cool.
No?
I'm glad. Yeah, cool. I'll do everything one-handed from now on.
Yeah,
absolutely. 13, 12, 16.
Until there's no fingertips left on that side.
If you've got a gross or disgusting story,
get much sympathy from me.
You'll get zero sympathy. Call now. Let us know what happened to you. 13, 12, 16.
Tuesday.
There's no such thing as too much info.
We encourage the gross and disgusting stories to be shared now via 13, 12, 16.
Yeah, you just chopped the end of your finger off, or you peeled it off yesterday.
I peeled it. I was peeling potatoes with the kids, and I've gone straight past the potato and have taken the top off my finger.
And your second kitchen injury in as many weeks.
Absolutely, yeah. We're just, I'm slowly building a portfolio to present to my wife with reasons why I should not be allowed back in the kitchen.
I think it really just says you need more practice in the kitchen.
Yeah, well, eventually I'll just have a hook replacing the hand altogether, and we'll see how we go from there.
Arr.
Arr. 13, 12, 16. We would like to hear your disgusting stories, no matter how obscure they are. 13, 12, 16. Hannah's joining us. Morning, Hannah. What's happened to you?
Oh, guys, so my son is 5 and he does have additional needs, and we're in the shopping centre, we're shopping, doing grocery shopping, and all of a sudden he just turns to me, hands down his pants, and goes, "Mum, what are these?" And I go, "What do you mean, mate?"
No!
Yeah. Oh, he's so loud, like I'm in a football field loud, like that's how loud he's talking to me, like I'm 100 metres away, not next to him.
Yeah.
And I was like, "What do you mean?" And he goes, "These round things." I'm they're your testicles, mate.
Oh, no, not out in public.
Mum, how did you cope with that? Well, you would have been mortified.
I was mortified, and there were so many people, because we're in the fruit and veggie aisle, so there's so many people around.
Yeah.
After school, after work, everyone's packed. I'm like,
Everyone's like knocked off for the day, and they're all out shopping.
Yep.
Getting their food, and I'm like going bright red, going, "Please, Earth, swallow us whole."
Oh, my goodness.
I just love that you just explained it calmly, though, to him. Yeah. Like, said, "This is what it is." And, like, you're such, like, you.
Well, she couldn't.
Like, yeah.
She couldn't then yell it back. Like, that's going to make things worse. Way,
yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's like, "Are they important? Can I cut them off?" I was like, "No, you need to keep them on."
No.
My goodness.
Don't cut them off.
No. Thank you, Hannah. We'll leave you there. That's a conversation that you don't want to have out in the supermarket. Thanks very much.
Anywhere, really. It's
anywhere,
one of those conversations
that
is just, you know, what awkward. None of the year to Hannah there, though.
Well, yeah, I know. Those are difficult circumstances. She's handled the whole situation
perfectly.
Really well.
Perfect. Yep.
You can't really fault her for what she's done. Well done.
Now that you've caught up with the catch-up, don't miss the real thing. Get up with Chris and Steph. Weekdays from 5 on Hit 105.9.